Hey guys, how's it going? It's Rob Sutton, and this is episode one of the podcast. Today we're discussing Nikon and their press release regarding the upcoming full-frame mirrorless camera. Now, I can't be the only one that's found this kind of be a joke a little bit. What it's basically saying is stop buying Sony cameras. We will be coming out with something. We just have zero information on it, and you will just have to be patient as we slowly leak stuff to try to keep you enticed and interested. What it looks like they're doing here is creating a whole new camera mount and camera to compete with the full-frame mirrorless lineup that Sony has been releasing. This is no surprise. Canon and Nikon have been working on something for quite some time, it seems, but no one has actually released anything to compete with these cameras. And with the recent A7 III release from Sony, it really looks like they're in some serious hurt at this point in time. So, what are they basically saying here? One, they're going to have a new camera and a new mount. They're going to have some kind of adapter that'll have their Nikkor lenses actually go over to the mirrorless. Of course, they didn't say all of them, only some of them. So you have to assume that not every single Nikkor lens is actually going to work. It's going to be an interesting spot for them because they are going to try to not cannibalize their DSLR cameras while also releasing a mirrorless camera that may or may not perform better than their DSLR lineup, because they said they are still supporting that lineup. So unlike Sony, who doesn't have a mirrored DSLR camera, they are going to have to tread very lightly and make sure that they don't cannibalize their own sales. What does this mean for them? Well, it'll be interesting to see the specs, because as of right now, they're being very vague on everything. Let me just go ahead and say, I do love Nikon cameras. I actually started shooting on Nikon way back in the day, and I still really enjoy their glass and their cameras, even though I have switched to Sony. So this is not a pro Sony fanboy podcast. It is more of a just taking a look at what's going on in the market, because Canon and Nikon are both going to be struggling on this front. One, Nikon needs to come out with a camera that has really good video focus. Right now, they do not have any autofocus for video that can compete with a dual pixel autofocus from Canon or the autofocus from Sony on their mirrorless camera, so that will have to be a must. And what will be interesting is if they actually port that over to the DSLR lineup, or whether they keep that on the mirrorless and make the mirrorless camera more of a hybrid shooter and save their Nikkor or save their FX format full body DSLRs as their more pro photography. That would be at least one way to get around this. Of course, with the A7 III being $2,000 and the A9 and everything going on with Sony, they're going to have to be able to compete at multiple levels. What it looks like right now is they're just releasing one camera, which I have a feeling is going to be more one of those hybrid shooting type cameras. And the new mount and lenses will have a fast autofocus to go along with video. That would actually sew up a part of the market that they're vastly missing out on right now. Then it'll be interesting to see what Canon does after this as well. But what we do know is a whole bunch of nothing, thanks to this press release and the video. And it's like a teaser to a teaser to a teaser. There's really nothing going on here other than please be patient. We are coming out with something. Don't jump ship yet, because there are a lot of people jumping over to Sony, even though they don't own the best of the market yet, but they are vastly improving. And there are a lot of people switching over, like myself, that have gotten sick of the slow development process that Nikon and Canon have been doing as of late, which I find rather ironic, because Canon was kind of the one that flagshipped video for DSLRs. That original 5D, you know, it was used in a lot of productions and everything else, and then whole development in that area really just came to a screeching halt, at least for both companies. So this joke of a press release, I really just see it as, please don't buy Sony, we're doing something. And you know what, Nikon, that's not really good enough. So that's all for today. We're going to try to keep this podcast going. Thanks for listening.